The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Fuck me. What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Janner Bander podcast. Today's Wednesday, the 10th of fucking April. This podcast is one day late. Why, you ask? Because we recorded yesterday with my friend Connor Pegley, and the fucking mic was all crispy, and I'm pretty sure there was no sound on the camera here. So, I don't know. I'll have a play with it and put it out, and chances are it may sound a lot like this podcast, content-wise, but it's two podcasts. We did have a bit of fun with him. We watched some fucking sex tapes. We watched Vern Troyer bucking a woman who was fully grown. Might revisit that today just for some content. I don't know. It's got a bit of Rory Gallagher in the background there. That's one. There's very often. Very often a conflict in the mind of like. You know, you watch that and he's just like sweating. Just sweating over his guitar. And you know they're in a big fucking breakdown bit. And you know he's just making it up. Like this bit. He's just pissing about, like. But in complete, just fucking in the zone. In the flow state. Which you really only get when someone's like an absolute fucking monster at something. Do you know what I mean? He's just got his eyes closed, sweating all over his guitar, making it up. And you do get that in comedy to a certain extent. You know, when you get someone who fucking is an absolute destroyer and they're just in the zone and it's literally like... I mean, I'd say it's happened to me probably 3 times in 10 years. Where everything's perfect, the crowd's perfect, you know all your material, but you're not scared to just fucking jump into whatever because you're confident enough that it'll be funny. I'm pretty sure Nerve Center in Derry last time was the last gig I had like that. We were sort of like, I could have done anything and it would have been funny. Probably someone went to it there, didn't have a good time. It's probably like, you probably should have done some good material. That would have been funny, you fucking fat bastard. Jesus Christ. Just fucking about. How many people are there? 2,000? Who gives a fuck? I'm sweating. Playing about. He's literally laughing when he's doing it. He's like, for fuck's sake, I'm dry class. Unbelievable. I literally probably take more inspiration from watching that than I would any comedian. Isn't that weird? That's crazy. Anyway, let's get serious. Let's do some plugs up top. The tickets for the Odyssey Arena are selling and selling quickly. Let's get them out the door by June, guys. You know what I mean? Let's fucking pull it together and get this fucking thing sold out. And then I could just be like, full steam ahead. Let's deliver the bish. Going full Italian here on the video podcast. Deliver this fucking show like a motherfucker. It's going to be incredible. It is scary when you click into it and you can only see certain seats, you know? That freaks me out a bit. Like, there's a whole block and you're like, okay, that's about the amount of people that would normally be in, like, the, you know, the limelight for a gig of mine. And that's just one fucking block and there's only two seats left in it that are top and bottom row or something. Which is going to be hard to shift, you know what I mean? Who's buying a ticket by themselves? Murderers. That's who. No, only joking. If you're in town and you're by yourself, absolutely come along. You know what I mean? Someone will chat to you. Yeah, the Odyssey is on sale. Of course, Lavery's returns next week, the 17th, a week from now. First of all, the last Lavery's was absolutely fucking bananas, bro. I don't know what the crack was. Started off, the original lineup was supposed to be Paddy McDonald, Sean Haggerty, Dylan Dougherty, Rory Woods. And then Mickey asked me for a spot and Shane asked me for a spot. And I went, you know what? Let's do what they do in, you know, like the Comedy Store in LA, which is just let people drop in. And we had a fucking absolute, oh, my back is fucked, like a beast of a lineup. It was incredible. And the crowd were, it wasn't the most packed it's ever been. It was full, like, but it wasn't like jammed the way it normally would be. There's probably about 100 people in, and it was fucking just amazing. Crowd were on fire, bro. So that was good times. So yeah, Lavery's returns next week. What other stuff have I to plug? Here's what's going to happen. Merch-wise, there's some swag shit coming. Do you know what I mean? Here's what I try and do for you guys. And, you know, I'm going to make myself sound like a saint here. We're not just trying to shift merch. We're not just trying to be like, I got some fucking shitty merch done, let's get rid of it. We're getting cool shit, you know what I mean? So we're gonna all just walk around being swag daddies, you know what I'm saying? So the t-shirts are still on sale on my site, colingettis.com. I'm gonna get a sample from a dropship type setup, see what their t-shirts are like. If they're good enough, if they're nice, I'm going to I've got a fucking unbelievable Dead on Mafia design which will be on sale via this drop shipper t-shirt folk, which I will, like, announce in the next while. And hopefully, you know, that's going to be one of those things. Like, I have all the merch here. Like, I order merch and ship it out a couple of times a week. And it means you can sort of order any time. I think the way it works with the drop shipping is I go, right, okay, there's a certain amount of these t-shirts. They go on sale on fucking Friday morning and I put them on sale. And you basically have like 2 weeks to buy them. They're not always available. They do them in like batches. So I got a fucking swagged out t-shirt. I can't wait. I mean, this is how I think of a lot of stuff whenever I do merch. I go, would I wear it? That's what I do. I go, would I wear this t-shirt? Yes. Then I'll sell it. That's how I basically just want t-shirts for myself. You know what I mean? So fuck everyone. Buy it if you want. And then big news for all the fucking hype beasts out there. We're getting hats made. Shout out to our boy Ross at fucking Material Goods there. Went in, felt some hats. That's been the issue before. I've ordered hats. I mean, literally upstairs, I have about fucking 12 hats, which never got sold because I wasn't 100% confident about the shape. And then I ordered other hats, which were okay. They were good, but they just were a bit like, I don't know, not my favorite. And then this time I've actually went in, looked at hats, felt them, put them on. You know, feel good about them. Got my own designs going on them, and they'll be available as soon as they're available. Probably in about 2 weeks, I would imagine. And you'll be able to buy those. Are they dear as all fuck? Yes. That's the nature of hats, you know what I mean? You're buying a plain hat to print on, and they're like, oh, that's fucking, you know, that's 15 quid, bro. And you're like, oh, okay. That's a vomit in my mouth. But there you go. So yeah, what else, what other shit have I got before I play the fucking intro here? Patreon people, right? It's taken me a while to get my head around this. Couldn't be more appreciative, thankful for people who donate to that. I mean, it's sometimes I, I stop and think about, like, you know, shit that does happen where it's like, how many steps people go through to do that. You know, like, if you wanted to come see a gig of mine, what have you to do? You have to, like, fucking, especially a big one, you're like, right, okay, let's go to the Odyssey. You know, the tickets go on sale. All right, we're going to get up. We're going to go on Ticketmaster, which, hey, Ticketmaster, sort your fucking life out. Your site has, there's some of the biggest fucking people in the world have the shittest websites. Ticketmaster, BT, O2. What other websites are there? There's like a handful of big websites that are absolute dirt. You know? BT so shit that you actually have to Google BT Sport login. Because when you go on to BT, you're like, how do I get on this? You know? Fucking shit. Anyway, we're digressing. Here's what we need. Or no, sorry. We're going back to the Patreon people. Yes, it's unbelievable. And, you know, the effort that it takes to do anything. Like, you want to go to a fucking gig, you got to go on the site. You got to book the tickets. You know what I mean? I don't know what your scenario is. Maybe you've got kids. Maybe you've got fucking whatever. You got to sort that out. You got to think about work. You know, you got to get a lift to the place. You got to fucking buy a load of drink at it. You got to do all that shit. You got to get home. You know, you got to sit in that Odyssey car park for fucking 40 minutes before you can get out. It's a disaster. But, yeah, always appreciative. The Patreon thing freaked me out. And I don't know. I've almost been a bit standoffish about it because I've been like, I was like, I don't know whether I should do this or not. I don't know, I'm not sure. And then I did it, and I was like, oh, fucking hell, people do actually want to contribute to this thing. But then you get that, there's that element of, do I need to do extra stuff? I would think so, yeah, let's do extra stuff for the Patreon people. And then you're like, okay, what if I put a lot of effort into something and I want a bigger audience to see it rather than the select few that who sort of contribute to the Patreon? But I figured it out, guys. I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a series of video content, which, because I was thinking about this, I was like, what can I do that's going to benefit everybody, you know? So I come up with this sort of idea where I was going to, you know, obviously you got to write material as a comedian. So I was like, how about this? How about we take a load of suggestions from Patreon people on different topics? And then I just basically write a Daily Blend style rant that can only be viewed on the Patreon and the secret Instagram. You know what I mean? And we'll do that as often as possible. That doesn't take long. You can do that every fucking day. So I'm going to think of a name of that. A name for that. You know, I'll take suggestions, you know. Ranty Pants. Bite-sized banter. General banter. General bits, whatever. But we're going to do little bits of content. Now, don't get me wrong. If one of them's pure fucking fire, it's going up. It's going up on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that. But for the most part, 70 to 80% of the material will just stay on the Patreon and the secret Instagram. So there you have it. But we'll chat about that at another time once it's more developed. Like everything I talk about, I never do. Let's come back after this break, bitch. Let's play this fucking intro. Eat my ass. The General Banter, yeah! Podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis. Fuck you. Oh, fuck you! I left this running yesterday. And there was this weird beat. And me and Begley started watching something and it just added some extra fucking tension. By the way, I'll tell you something that's hilarious. We're trying to book a tour, okay? The Safe Space Tour. And we approached a bunch of... Approached a bunch of places and... Joe at Shine there was contacting all these places for like a regional tour. You know, doing the SSE, big gig, but you know, people do appreciate when you come to their back garden also. So one of the gigs that was on this list was Portugal and Portaferry. And I gave off about it, because a message came back like, I'm afraid it's going to have to be a no regarding Colin Geddes because he's a bit rude and wouldn't fit in with our normal clientele. And it has been, now, did I go off on one a wee bit? I was going off on one. I was like, hey, what, you know, what else are you going to do down there? Apart, you know, if you're not going to watch comedy, what are you going to do? Fucking, you know, finger a catfish. You know, what are you going to do? Fucking let a starfish get a grip of your shaft. You know, things like that. I was being rude. I was like, what are you going to do? Fuck a stranded seal. I was being rude. Okay. We're going to rim a fucking captive cod. But I was going off on one anyway, and people were like, hey, stop slagging off Porta Ferry. And I was like, never will I stop slagging off Porta Ferry. But what I'm saying is, the overwhelming response from people was, oh my God, this is a disgrace. Fucking people were raging. Some guy was like, this is why I left. That's why I fucking left Porta Ferry. Like, it's a big life moment. I fucking had enough of this place. I'm leaving. So it's so funny that, like, the amount of people who complained, like, oh, this is fucking ridiculous. And then some guy was like, yeah, why don't you stick on a fucking shitty classical music gig in the fucking portico like they usually do, that no one has any fucking interest in. So yeah, people freaked out a wee bit about that. But it's so funny, like, I could nearly go down and just do a gig in a fucking, in a bar somewhere, just to piss everyone off. If someone could get a fucking tent, yeah, if someone could get a fucking gazebo and throw it up outside this theatre, whatever the fuck it is, we could easily have ourselves a gig, Porta Ferry, you know what I mean? I'll leave now, because it takes 9 weeks to get to, but let's absolutely do it, you know, make our own Explorers out of a fucking, you know, like a, like a fucking paddling pool full of goldfish, you know what I mean? You get a tenner if you can spear one with a fucking chopstick. Unbelievable. But it's so funny. Fuck the arts, you know what I mean? I've said this before. Arts can suck my dick. I talked about this with Begley yesterday, which I may or may not upload, which may or may not be the same podcast. Here's what's worth paying for. Live comedy, live music, the odd play. Because everything else is shite. Well, you always get those people on those arts things. Well, it's terrible because our funding's been cut this year, which means there could be no more fucking clowning workshops or whatever. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Some things don't make money because nobody wants to see them. You know? I'm sure the good ones make money somehow, but it's like, just wondering, you know, I'm just leaving out leaflets for our fucking two-man play that's happening at this little black box theatre, and there's no words in it. We basically communicate entirely but with whistle. With whistle? Like a whistle? No, the art of whistle. You know, I've studied, I've done a master's in performing arts on the performance style of whistle. Just to read you a quick line from the play, here it is. And that's got us nominated for I don't actually know any awards for theatre, but that's the type of shit that you're fucking putting up with, you know? Some of the dirt, even like a middle of the road comedian is way more entertaining than watching what would be deemed to be a good play. You know, I've talked about being in London before on a uni trip, and they gave us a big envelope of tickets, went to the National Theatre, and fucking went to see this play, and it was called The R We Knew Nothing of Each Other, or something. I'm going to see if I can get that, hold on. The R We Knew Nothing of Each Other. Oh, highlights, fuck, here we go, this will be riveting. Rivets, bro. By the way, I have like about 15% of a cold coming on, and I don't like it. The hour we knew nothing of each other.
It begins when someone runs across quickly.
Two guys attached by strings. What does it symbolize, guys? What does it symbolize? Well, they're running faster. They're running faster. There's people listening. What the fuck is going on here? This is just pants. And speaking of pants, this guy's been like, you know, obviously we have to dress, like we're civilians, but also I need the freedom to dance. So he's wearing like a regular fucking sweatshirt, and then he's wearing like a pair of those Toms shoes, and he's like, yeah, I'm a normal guy, I've got a fucking satchel on. And then he's like, but wait, I've also got the skinny tights on in case I need to fucking throw my leg above my head and just lick my ass. Look at this, run about with chairs. What in the fuckery? Now, little perk of looking up this clip. She would get red. Everyone's jumping. You want to see this blurt? Like, that's theater for you. If fucking P4 students put that on, I'd be like, well, I'm glad you had fun today, guys, but that was an absolute discharge, all right? Now, why don't you have your free milk and fuck back off? That's theater for you. Who's paying for that shit? I went to see someone did these one-man plays, you know, when I was in uni, and I had friends that did drama and went along to that. I may have told this story before. The guy was playing two parts. The guy was playing fucking two parts in the goddamn play. So he had the fucking, like, he would lie. He would basically be two guys. He'd be like, oh, mate, I heard that you fucking were slabbering about me. And then he would go, and then the guy would fall on the floor and be like, I didn't. He was playing the other guy too. And he's like, I didn't even say nothing or nothing. And then he would get back up again and be like, don't you talk shit to me. I fucking heard from wee sticky and all you were fucking. And then he'd back on the floor. And like, I don't know if anyone's ever done burpees, but this cunt after four was dripping sweat. You know, and then a girl's fanny came out, which is a true story. She was like doing this thing where she was like getting out of bed and all, and she, you know, they're so committed to the act that they're like, yeah, I'm gonna wear what I actually wear to bed, which is just these loose pajama shorts that when I step out of the bed, you will see my actual slice. Free vagina. You know what I mean? But absolute turd. And it scares me because you know that guy rehearsed that. You know what I mean? That guy's in the kitchen of his fucking student house, clearing the floor. You know what I mean? There's clearing like 700 beer tins to the side. You fucking... Oh, I forgot my lines. Hold on a second. You're a fucking bastard. You did steal that off me. Back on the floor again. Oh, don't hit me, please. Back up again. Oh, hang on, fucking tell your man. Now, here's how you correctly execute that. A video. That's how you do that. Even if you're playing both parts, you know, like fucking Dr. Dolittle, you could definitely do it better on a video. And that goes for anything, you know? Even podcasts. Oh, this podcast's all right. What makes it better? Video. It makes everything better. You know? Have you heard that book? Well, I haven't read or listened to the audiobook yet because Game of Thrones is a television show now, so I will watch that. Here, we watched, apparently Begley told us there was a list of like episodes of Game of Thrones that the writers were like, you gotta go back and watch these episodes for this last series to sort of make any sense or catch up with you or whatever. Now, I have seen every single episode, but has anything stuck with me? No, there was a wedding where someone got knifed a lot, and we watched that first episode again, and there is Tits McGee. You know, talk about getting you in on the first episode. Loads of tits. And I'll be honest with you, you know what I mean? It made me angry that I'm happily married. You know, when I seen Dinklage getting sucked off by three fucking prostitutes, I was like, man, if Dinklage can get the old Dinkster diddled. You know? What's good? You see, even he's weird in it. I'm like literally, I'm the in between. You know what I mean? I sit here and do a podcast with like Aaron McCann, and people are like, tell him he's gorge. Sit here with Mickey. He's a wee cutie. And you're like, what's going on here? Two buckets of shit. Not a single comment about me. You know? Oh, Colin, not bad. Here's the best that I've had. I was in Newcastle recently, and they probably listened to this podcast, but the wife of this couple was pished. The two of them, not in great shape, not gonna lie to you. The woman goes, I tell you what, you're not as rank as you're a bit fitter in real life than you seem. And I was like, I love that it's taken you to really make me, you know, feel confident about myself. Do you know what? Me, as someone who doesn't move, work out, or even break a sweat, who's absolutely blocked right now, just to let you know, You have my word to tell people that you're a wee bit fitter than you think, than you look on, than you seem. Okay? Okay. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not, maybe, do you know what? Maybe if I got even fatter, I might become more of a fucking, you know, fetish. People might be like, well, he's, you know, he's one of those, he's big fat, but he's kind of cuddly. You know what I mean? I'm just right in the middle where I'm like, look a bit scary looking. You know what I mean? Just a bit gnarly. Or I don't know what the fuck it is. You know, Dinklage is out here getting his dick sucked by 4 prostitutes. What? Now, granted, he's paying, but she was into it. He's like, show me that imp piece. Num, num, num. By the way, that first episode, Jesus Christ. That girl that's sucking off Dinklage, big fat milkers. And then, you know, fucking Jamie comes in back when he had 2 hands and he opens the door and he's like, maybe this will speed up the process. And he lets in fucking 3 other fat sluts. And one of them is like, literally needs 2 wheelbarrows to carry her tits. And he's like, ha ha, getting out the tripod. Now, I'm going to have to watch it again. I'm going to have to watch it again because it is, there's comedy in it. Now, the history on my computer is just staggering. Pornhub, watching Pornhub. Speaking of fucking Dinklages, there's always been the argument, is it midget, is it dwarf, is it whatever? Why don't we just change it to Dink? You know? Dinklage? I mean, was there not wrestlers called fucking... Was it Dink? So there was a wrestler, I'm pretty sure, called Doink the Clown. Oh my god. Hey, what's up? I'm Doink the Clown. And then he had a wee mate, did he not? What the fuck? Am I mental, or was this wee dwarf mate called Dink? Dink the Clown? Hold on a second. I've had too much coffee. Dink and Doink. Oh my god. Dink and... Oh no, how funny is this? There's a poster that says Doink and Dink. That doesn't even sound remotely right. Oh, Doink and Dink. They sound like 2 drug dealers from fucking East Belfast. Oh, I fucking... That is so fucking paramilitary nickname, isn't it? I fucking Doink McDonald. Dink and two brothers. 2 brothers. Dink and Doink. Dink and Doink McDonald. That's one way to just increase your popularity immediately. Just have a character and then be like, here's the smaller version of it. Dink and Doink. Oh my god, absolutely terrifying. I don't know where I've went with this conversation, but let's go back to Game of Thrones. Loads of titties, loads of tit, and you know, fucking, it's just dirt, isn't it? The first one, the first episode was pure dirt. You know, fucking your woman, what's her name? Shame, and fucking Shamey, you know, and the wee kid climbs up the tower and he's just like, take that, you fucking, literally my sister. Know what I'm saying? You know, and then the dragon woman, she is banging, like, absolutely delicious. Not even in an over-the-top, like, you know, Insta-girl check, I've been doing squats all year, checking my fat ass and my fake titties. You're just pick that up like a little cupcake, put it right in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? King of Dragons. Get that round your Dinklage. And I bet you the number one, like, fetish type thing. You know them fucking weirdos turn up at Queens and they're all dressed like Zelda and no doubt have some sort of fuck fest after it? I bet you if some girl's like remotely hot looking, dyes her hair blonde or wears a wig and turns up as your woman, everyone's just like, oh, the fucking Queen of the Dragons or whatever her name is. All over the inside of your brown cords. Oh, mom. And you got some fucking fat wee neckbeard, dressed like a fucking Dothraki. You know what I mean? He's like fucking... Yeah, well, actually what I did last night was I hired a sunbed. I put on some fake tan and then I've got a blue biro and just drawn like little blue stripes down here like this. And I've got... You know, he's already got long black hair, but he's totally going bald. And he's just like, yeah, I've seen that you were dressed up as the Queen of the Dragons or whatever. I don't even know if that's her character name, but is that what she is? Queen of the Dragons? And, you know, he's like, if you notice, I've dressed as a Dothraki. You know, and she's like, you do realize that the guy that was the, you know, oh, Khal Drogo or whatever, was Jason Momoa. You know what I'm saying? Not fucking Graham fucking McGillicuddy, whatever your name is, you know, standing there with like six rows of tits like a pregnant pig. I'm a Dothraki. Are you, bro? Them Dothrakis are so hot that people want raped by them. You know what I'm saying? Just arrive on the horse all grunty. Big stinking fucking sweet potato for a cock. Just ripped and sweaty. Not a hair on them, which is fucking weird. And people are just like, oh God, are you here to rape and pillage? Funnily enough, I just appear to be bending over this well trying to get water for the village. Oh, pillage away. Stop raping me. Just talking all that shit. Dothraki that asshole, you know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. Let's watch Vern Troyer fuck this woman. Look at his tongue. Oh, I'm Vern Troyer. Blah, 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 blah. This is just him. Oh, this is from TMZ, so you know there's no fuck. I mean, the girl looks like Borat, but sure, what can you do? Oh, no, no. Kissing, kissing, kissing. Boke, boke. Oh, come on. Come on, bro. Rub-a-ding your rapids, bro. Oh, I feel real sick. What did I type in yesterday? I love where we're on day two of this shit. Was it like... Dwarf. Ah, fuck, I don't know. Oh, there's so many dwarfs. I mean, hold on a second. I mean, it's probably going to get to the point where people get so into, like, girls having such a, like, crazy bubble butt that people do actually get into, like, dwarves. Because that's what they look like. They look like, you know, like, even the dudes, very curvy, very round ass. Take it from me. Oh, go away. I accept your cookies. What is this cookie accepting shit? Anyway, I can't find this video for some reason. Of course, I deleted my history from yesterday. I don't wanna go to prison, even though I'm talking about Dothrakis raping chicks. I'm pretty sure that's like fucking most girl, like a lot of girls' fantasy anyway, is like, you know, rape is bad unless you're a, you know, 6'6", tanned guy on a horse. Ripped to shreds. Jason Momoa does my head in a wee bit. You know what I mean? He's like, he knows that he's big and handsome. And he's like, yeah. I'll take photos with your chick. And I'll, look at my hair. Also, you know what I mean? Cut your hair. Because my life with 2'8", sex obsessed mini me. Of course he's sex obsessed. He probably, oh, look at this fucking gross bitch here. I mean, she's hotter than anyone I know. Well, no, she's not. She's not hot. We've earned Troyer. Anyway, we watched the video yesterday and it's basically her lying with her legs apart and him in between her legs, literally like an actual baby. And he's just going, he's got that wee voice. Like, oh God. And his face, his nose is in her belly button. You know what I mean? He might have a serious piece on him. You know, he might just have 3 baby legs there, but like, he's got the fucking nose just jammed in her belly button, and he's like, good. I don't know why she then just getting like a doggy style, and he just stands up, just fully stands up, and is just like, bleh, bleh. Sorry, I'm just got like some sort of gross cold going on, but yeah, just fucking drive him on into her. You know what I mean? Just reverse that fucking, reverse that goddamn scooter back and just hit a wee jump, boink, right in her butt. Fuck. That is just, I mean, this, hey, what is it? Colin Googles things? Yes. I was trying to find a funny sound effect, what it would sound like, him banging her. But yeah, look that up if you want to pass the afternoon and work. Just Vern Troyer laying that fucking pipe. Oi, 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 oi. Anyway, let's get through what I was up to this week. I went to go to jiu-jitsu last week and bailed out of it. Isn't that crazy? And I'll tell you why. Because I went to get into the car, went to get out of the car, forgot my wallet. Went to go back in the car because I was going to meet Kieran Bartlett for a chat. You know? I get back in the car. Sorry, I get out of the car, leave a wallet in the car, go to get back in the car. It's pissing down, so I've got a hood up and hat and everything. And I reach in and I crunch my neck. Like, I literally hit my neck on the fucking top of the door and I shove my neck in. And I was like, oh my God, I've literally injured myself getting my fucking wallet. And sure enough, neck was killing me. Literally couldn't really turn it that well. Had to go home. But anyway, didn't get the jiu-jitsu. Went to my granny's house and she was fucking, she had some painters in. I don't know what the crack is. But she got remarried a few years ago, and her husband, I don't know what connections he has, but anyone that does any work about their house seems to be fresh out of fucking MacGabre. I don't know what the crack is. You know, guy finished painting, knocked on the fucking door, and he's like,
that's me finished now. So it is. That's me finished painting and stealing all your fucking belongings.
And it happened before, you know, some dude sent me a fucking picture, and he's like, oh, there's a kid's picture of you. And I went, where the fuck is that from? And he goes, oh, I'm just doing a bit of work at your granny's house here. And I tell you what, I went down to my granny's the next time and I fucking give out to her. I was like, listen, see these fucking cunts that you let. By the way, the guy wasn't even like, that's disgusting. I mean, I would stop listening to a podcast at this point if someone had a borderline cold, but the cunt was doing like work outside. And she was like, oh, come on in, there's tea and biscuits and everything. And the cunt's just looking about, oh, there's fucking your man and all the photos. I was like, listen, Grammy, do not let these fucking criminals in your house. And I literally was like, where has this come from? And she was like, oh, well, he was doing some sort of community service with something to do with the church. And I was like, he is a criminal! Brilliant. I was like, see any of these people? Here's what you do. You throw them a fucking bowl of food out the door, like the same way you would a dog. Colin, are you treating people like dogs? Yeah, when you're in my granny's house and you're a fucking criminal. Yeah, eat outside like a dog, okay? Are you some sort of elitist, Colin? Yeah. You know, some of us try harder to be better people. Some of us are pieces of shit. You get to eat a bowl of dog food outside. Unbelievable. Cut that out, isolate it, and send it to some human rights people. Yeah, that was last week. I don't know, that freaked me out. I've been doing a fair bit of running, guys. You know, I've talked about this at length, but yeah, I've been doing a fair bit of running. Been doing a lot of workouts, like 2 a days and shit like that. It's getting out of hand here. You know, it's amazing the shit you make yourself do out of boredom when you're not drinking. I swear to God, I haven't drank since fucking early, what? Yeah, I haven't drank since basically the start of March. So we're doing all right. I mean, it literally seems like a different lifetime ago, but it was only just over a month. But yeah, we're clean. We're cleaned out, bro. Doing fucking runs in the morning, weights at night, shit like that. Just, and then not sleeping. You know, like literally just being like, I'm awake as fuck right now. See if I do a run in the morning and then accidentally fall asleep for like 15 minutes in the afternoon. And then fucking do some weights at night time. I don't know what the fuck I would need. I could stay right up to about fucking 4 o'clock and then get like 1 hour or 2 hours and then just get up again. I don't know what's going on. Too much energy. Need a few hangovers thrown in the mix to fucking kill that shit. But obviously the weather's been getting a bit better. I've been going on a few runs. I was trying to figure out the old foot scenario. You know, being a big heavy cunt trying to run. You know, I've got different apps there. Literally teaching myself fucking endurance because I've never done it. I've said this before. I've never just ran. You know, I've never done any sport or anything where it was just like, oh yeah, just fucking run for fucking an hour. That's never happened. So I'm literally, I have a bunch of apps to sort of teach me to run. You know, it breaks you in gently. It's like, just run for this time, walk for this time, you know, fucking run a bit more. And then over the days and weeks, it gradually builds up. And then they kind of sneak you into being like, you know, you're basically running for fucking, you know, instead of doing all this like fucking 2 minutes on, 1 minute off bullshit and gradually building that up. They're just like, oh yeah, we just tricked you and they're running like two fucking 20 minutes in a row. So we're getting into that. And that sounds crazy. I'm sure there's runners and cyclists out there like, Colin, just run, you fat bastard. Literally, if I had to do fucking like, I don't know, like just every element of training that I've ever done, rugby or whatever, it's always just been like sprints and shit. Like fucking those suicide sprints and fucking, oh dude, let's do 10 150s or something. You know, it's always been something where it's been like explosive and then relax. And I've literally been trying to teach myself to just fucking, like I've been out walking and shit or running. I've seen other people run and I'm like, okay, they're not run. You know, you get some fit people that are running like, but most people are just, it's beyond a walk. It's just like the next step above a walk. You know, they're not getting anywhere overly quickly like, you know, so I've had to like bring myself right down to be like, just fucking keep your legs moving. You know what I mean? Just move. And then it's just a battle of this is so boring, whatever. But then, you know, it's a new challenge, guys, isn't it? It's a new challenge. We're working on it. But yeah, started running on the fucking, on a pair of like Nike Metcons, which were quite comfy. And then I was like, I probably shouldn't run in these, even though they're okay. And then I bought the fucking full dad boner, you know, like geography teacher knobbly shoes, which I mean, I'm an asshole. I basically looked at them and went, they look sweet, bought them, and then wore them a couple of times, and I was like, this is, I'd have been better running barefoot. Sore fucking toes, like they go up at the end, so your toes at a weird fucking angle, and everything just hurt. I was like, this is bullshit. Went back to the Nike Metcons, ran in those. I was like, okay, those other shoes are fucking me up. You know, I'm running in like, you know, basically shoes for lifting weights nearly, you know, but it was like, I feel like my foot supporting itself here, feeling good. This is very exciting. I bet you people are at home literally clawing at their fucking clam. But we got it sorted, is what I'm saying. Went to Decathlon down there beside IKEA, you know, on one of those days out, and bought myself a pair of Asics running shoes, whatever the fuck they're called. And we nailed it, guys, you know, supportive, got a good grip on them. And when you run, here's what I noticed, didn't get a stiff back, you know, was suffering a lot from probably just banging my heels down. I was getting like a bit of seizing up in the middle of my lower back. Got the new shoes on, didn't get that. So there you go, sorted it out myself, you know, even though I was sending messages to Stevie from Wildfoot. Look that up on Instagram. It's like this whole retreat where you can go and do fucking moving classes and run barefoot and throw axes and shit. We filmed at it. It's amazing. But I had a chat with him. I was like, you know about feet, bro? You walked fucking 1,000 kilometers in your bare feet from the top to the bottom of Ireland or vice versa, whatever it was. And he was like, okay, I can't possibly answer this in one message. I'll give you a ring or something. But anyway, I figured it out. I just got some nice shoes and they pretty much run themselves. So there you go. What a great story. And then I walked out of Decathlon and there was a man in a fucking convertible Bentley who just seen me and went, oh, and then just went back to his, I was like, what was that, bro? What was that? It's funny, you know, that guy's obviously done very well for himself. He's driving a fucking Bentley. But then he sees me and he's like, ha ha, I know you. You know, ha ha ha. That's weird. That's weird how we measure success. And I would say more of a statement than even the Bentley is a plain white Ralph Lauren shirt. What sort of, I mean, that's a guy. How much is a Ralph Lauren shirt? Probably like 70 quid, right? He's a guy that's went, I bought one the other week. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it wasn't white, Ty Lyle for sure. But he's going, I'm wearing this shirt. It's like, whatever. This is what people throw on. And I'm willing to drop like soup down the front of this. And it'd be fucked forever. And I just bin it. But I don't give a fuck, bro. Because I'm in a Bentley. Also, there's plenty of other cars that I would get before I would get a Bentley. And I know that's a problem that I do not have. Oh, would you not, Colin? Would you not get a Bentley, you fucking cock? Excuse me. That's disgusting. But at the same time, I know it's an absolute beast. I don't know what price the fucking thing is. It's probably 200 grand. But I would definitely have plenty of other cars before I would fucking take one of them things. But that's just me, you know? Especially a convertible, you know, there just aren't good looking convertibles. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. There just isn't. Anyway, it's not a problem I need to worry about anytime soon. Continental GT. Okay, GT3R. We're getting there, guys. The white one would take. Hashtag would take. Oh, Christ, look at that. Okay, we've just went off on one of me looking at cars. And what the fuck is that? Is that for, like, doing a rally in a fucking desert or something? Look at that fucking thing. Jesus Christ. Anyway, we've gone off on one big style here, guys. Went down to, what do you call it there? Went down to OMA to do support for Aaron McCann. I was supposed to be this quote-unquote special guest. And also, shout out to Giuseppe's, because after we talked some mad shit last week with Aaron about, like, you're like, how many times are we going to have to bring this shit up before fucking motherfuckers get a pizza going on this bitch? You know? So sure enough. And by the way, I say that. I hate taking things for free. And I genuinely do. I hate fucking, like, I've had people offer to film things for free for me at various things. And I've went, no, I'll just pay you because it'll feel weird. You know, and even when we talked a lot of shit about the pizza, I was like, Aaron, just be prepared to pay for this because the embarrassment of this not actually happening is giving me fucking anxiety. So I was like, cash in hand, ready to pay for this fucking, this pizza. But sure enough, they gave us free pizza before the gig and I fucked it up. You know what I mean? I was like, I said to Aaron, I was like, yeah, we'll get some pizza for the gig. You're a bit nervous before the gig, and I think I had like two slices, you know, which is probably more than ample for anybody, but I was like, I didn't really make the most of that, you know. So I had a couple of bits of pizza. Fucking unbelievable, of course. But at the pizza, did the gig, did a lot of new stuff. New stuff is so weird. I'm at a weird time in my set now where it's like, in January, I filmed that special thing, which I'll get round to editing one of these fucking days, like, Jesus Christ. But I did that. And then I basically scrapped all my material. And there was a couple of bits in that that were, like, new for that set. But I've scrapped about 90% of it. So there's about 10% of stuff that I think is quite relevant still. And I've kept that in my set currently, but I've written probably about half an hour's worth of new stuff, which is, that doesn't seem like much. It's a lot, you know, to try and be funny for half an hour straight, you know, in the space of time between like fucking the end of January and now is quite a lot. Even though I've quit stand up two or three times in my head between that, but you know, sometimes you try it and you're like, fuck me, that was amazing. And then other times you try it and you go, oh my God, what am I doing, even doing comedy? And I have video proof of that that gig in OMA, which people, you know, I'm sure if you watched it, you were like, nah, it was good. It was all right. It was funny. You know, I was definitely getting laughs, but it felt fucking, there's a time in comedy where you're just like that. I mean, I done like half an hour and there was probably about 15 minutes of stuff that I left out of that set that I could have done. But you know rightly, in 3 months' time, from this current, like, 45 minutes, there'll be about 12 minutes that were in any way good. It's crazy that that's how much work you have to do before, like, before I get round to doing this SSE Arena show in January. Like, I'm going to have to write probably about 6 hours of comedy. to get one and a bit. Fuck me, like, it's a hard life, so what is over here just writing dick jokes? Fuck's sake. But hopefully what will help is when I get this Patreon thing kicked off, which I'm going to film right after I do this, I'm going to do a little plea like this on the camera. And I'll put it up on the secret Instagram and the Patreon. Also going to speak to Tom Byrne, see how he locks things behind his paywall. Not a paywall, but I want things on Patreon to be fucking just for Patreon people. Because I still think it's crazy. I think it's crazy that people would donate, you know what I mean? Even just putting your fucking card details in something is crazy these days. Crazy effort. So, you know, nothing but grateful for that. But I'm at, anyway, I'm at Oma the other day. And there's a chap there, he probably listens to the podcast. And he's telling me, he's, oh, we came to see you in London. Very excited, young man. And he's like, oh yeah, we're in London seeing your gig, me and my boyfriend and all. And he made a point of telling me that he was gay, fuck me, 20 times. Oh, we're scared to sit in the front in case, you know, you got talking to us and you're like, who's this? And I said, oh, that's my boyfriend. And I was scared that you would say something. And you're like, what the fuck? What do people have? You know what I mean? What opinion do people have of me? You know, I think unless people listen to this podcast, people think like, oh, he's a mad fucking bastard. He just says anything. Fuck, I bet he's a mad guy. And it does happen. I've had people just tell me all sorts of stupid shit. You know, where, you know, people are like, oh, mate, just telling me like over the top shit that they think I'm going to think is funny. And I'm like, mate, well, first of all, that's a sexual assault you just told me about, but I don't want to hear about that. You know? Oh, mate, bet you. You know, I've had people, and I don't get me wrong, I passed it on to a friend, but like, people after gigs, like, oh, good gig and all, mate, and then I shake my hand and there's like a small bag of coke in it. And I'm like, what do you think's going on here? You know, technically I was just at work. You know, no one shakes your hand coming out of fucking your work. And like, good job, mate. There's a wee fucking line of coke for you, mate. I don't know what people think, but it's insane. I don't know what he thought it was going to happen. Like, oh, this is my boyfriend. I'm like, two fucking fruits in the front row. Look at that there. I don't give a fuck. You know, it could get real boring after that statement. Oh, that's my boyfriend. Okay, what do you do? Oh, yeah, we both work in, we're both accountants. Okay, dry as a nun's chuff. That's the information I'm getting out of you. Anyway, yeah, this dude was there, and I'm trying to watch Aaron on stage, and he's just like, wouldn't fuck up. Just kept saying things. Oh, yeah, was it a show, whatever show, and just kept going on. You know, you're like, oh, yeah, fucking cheer. And I wasn't being rude. It was like, yeah, fucking sweet, man. And I'm looking forward, and he's just like burning a hole in the side of my head, just staring at me like, And I'm like, all right, bro, okay. And then, you know, we go down the back. He comes down the back. That's the comedian's area. We're like, right, we're going to go back up and watch the show. He's fucking chatting again. We'll go down for a smoke before I go home. I wasn't smoking, like, but we're in a dark alley. He's walking up the dark alley and just standing there. And then sends a message the next day, sorry for being a cunt or something. And you're like, what? Bro, chill out. Chill the fuck out, like. I just got to feel what it feels like to be a fucking girl just being stalked by some dude. You see it all the time, you know what I mean? Someone's doing something, they're just like, oh, but here. It's me again, sorry, just hanging about, like, just won't fucking off. Read the signals. You know? There's an element of, especially if someone knows you from something, they know you, but they forget that you don't know them at all. So what's happening is, you know, you can be, I'm definitely friendly. I'm friendly to everybody. But it's like, at some point you're like, okay, would you walk up to some dude in a bar and just fucking hang around and follow him around like a shadow all night? Very strange. And I'm sure there's girls in fucking nightclubs and shit get that all the time. You know, like you're fucking stuck talking to some cunt in the smoking area and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to the toilet. And you go to the toilet, you walk out and he's like, outside the toilet, like, all right, how's it going? I was just seeing if you're all right. You all right? No, let me get you a drink. Oh, and you're like, oh, I'll take a drink just to shut this cunt up. And you take a drink. And he's like, oh, I fucking come on, get your drink. Oh, dance. And then it's just, you're just like, okay, my whole night was ruined because I couldn't just turn around and go, here, this is weird as fuck. Fuck off for a second, will you? Which I should have done, you know. But it's rude, isn't it? But strange times. I've talked for a fucking hour. Let me hit some questions here. I don't know why it says Jeff Bezos. I was just absolutely horrified at the amount of money his wife got. Unfucking believable. I imagine that. Like, talk about the patriarchy. She's one of the richest women in the world. After a fucking divorce. Unbelievable. I mean, there's... I mean, it's a hard thing to fucking... I mean, they both did tweets and they were both like... By the way, that's the guy that owns Amazon, so he's richer than Jesus, but... You know, it's just weird. It's weird that, like... Why have you to get an amount of money that isn't even... You can't even spend that? You know? It should be enough money to be like, okay, you're not going to starve to death. You know? You'll get by, you'll be able to maintain your certain level of living, but, like, do you necessarily need enough money that would take down a fucking superpower? I don't know. I don't know about that. All right, let's hit some questions. Don't know if you'll use this as a podcast question or not, but what do you make of the whole Artem Lobov? Bare knuckle fighting. It's absolutely fucking mental. Also, sorry, see, before I play this, let me just play this one video. This is audio, okay? I think this is sent to us by our avid listener, Lord Firefox, who's no stranger to a bit of ass play, but hey, what do you hear this? Let me set the scene. There's a woman bent over and ass in the air. Her ass has like an octopus tattoo emanating from the dot. And it goes up her ass cheeks, down her legs. And that's a tattoo. And they've tattooed into her crack, which I mean, you're thinking to yourself, oh, she's getting squirty. I forgot to mention that. She's getting squirty cream. And that's not a euphemism. It's an actual tin of squirty cream squirted up her asshole. And you're thinking that's probably uncomfortable. Not as uncomfortable as getting repeated needles in the crack. But so this guy's squirting a tin of this up her ass.
Fuck. Oh my god. Oh. Fuck. Yes. Oh yeah,
shoot it right under my dick.
And then the guy goes, shoot it right onto my dick. Okay. And then. She shits the squirty cream all over his dick. Now, who wants a profiterole? fuck me. I mean, how much fucking have you to do where you're like, I'm bored of fuck with this shit. Can we start putting food up our assholes or what? You know? Unbelievable. And, you know, fair play to her, because the cream was immaculate, you know what I mean? I thought it would have been chocolate swirl, but, fuck me. What I think of the bare knuckle fighting, also fair play on holding off on the drink. If you're happier and more driven, whatever, tear on, big man, loving the podcast. Shout out to, I don't know what the name is there, it's a weird name, Ethersan. Anyway, what do I think of it? Yeah, it's mad. I mean, Joe Rogan always talked about, yeah, UFC fights should be bare knuckle. And then you see a bare knuckle fight that lasts like 5 rounds and you're like, oh, well, probably no. Because how many fights have you got in the bank, really? You know, are you going to fight like twice until your face looks like a fucking butcher's bench? Yeah, it's rough. Like, you want to see the photo of the two of them just fucking... They look like they've been in a knife fight. Just hacked to bits. But no one got knocked out. You know, is that the argument? Like, nobody can hit each other hard enough to knock each other out because it's bare knuckle. But your face is cut to shreds. It's hard to know. Any chance you could get those green Dead All Mafia t-shirts back in stock from Zach McZilla? Yeah. I'll look into it. Yeah, maybe with this new dropshipping thing, we'll do different waves of t-shirts, for sure. Every payday. I was listening to... Oh, fuck. That's our boy Chris Farron there, and fucking... I'm literally out of breath. I can't think I've pulled him up. What? All right. Fuck. Anyway, have any of you? Anyway, that's Chris Farron, coach at SBG Belfast, an all-round sound guy. Have you/any of the lads ever written a bit that you all thought was gold, but went down like a lead balloon? Keeper lit. Of course. By the way, I think he was in Vietnam there, making me very jealous. I seen his stuff, and then I watched fucking Anthony Bourdain in Hanoi again. I was like, and literally the opening line, he's like, "Once Vietnam gets a hold of you, it never lets go." And I was like, I've literally been there for a total of fucking like 13 days. And I was like, it's amazing. Maureen hates it, so we'll never be back. You know, if I go again, it'll be with fucking, you know, a mate. I think me and R. McCann and Mickey Bartlett in Vietnam would be the best documentary of all times. And of course, we'd have to rely on Sean Campbell to come with us because he knows his way around the country. Every time, I would say 8 out of 10 bits that you write are going to fucking eat shit the first few times. Or else, almost the worst thing that can happen is you write a bit and the first time you do it, it's banging, and then you never fuck. It's like chasing the dragon. You're like, why was it so good that first time? I'm never going to be able to fucking capture that again. But yeah, there's a lot of shit. But the thing is, the more confident you get as a comedian and the more bits you do, the more bits you have that are good, you can slip something in the middle and it'll get a few laughs and then it'll sort of die on its arse and you go, okay, I just needed to say that out loud so that I could figure out the angle to take on it. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a lot of shit just dies in its hole. But if you're a good enough comedian, you can be like, oh, well, that was new stuff. We'll work on that. I've done that before. I've just went, well, that's a new bit, so we'll never do that again. Ryan Mack, predictions for UFC. Don't even know who's fighting, bro. What's your favourites? Actually, I'll look it up. Fuck's sake. What is the next UFC? Is it fucking Poirier and what's his tits? Hold on. Well, what is that? So that's happening on Sunday the 14th of April. Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier. I think Max Holloway fucking just wears him down. Beats him up. Kevin Gastelum, Israel Adesanya. Oh shit, son. I would say that's going to be... What the fuck is this shit? Who's this? Okay, face on. Sorry. Israel, yeah, you basically got a wrestler who can punch like fuck versus, you know, something out of a computer game. I would say that should be the headline fight. But Max Holloway, Poirier, I don't know, that's going to be a good fight. I'd say a guy Adesanya beats Gastelum, just picks him apart. There's a guy called Beanie Siegel, not the rapper. That's weird. Yeah. So my winners are Max Holloway, Israel Adesanya. Saying that, I wouldn't put it past your guy Gastelum just to throw some mad fucking overhand right and just knock your man out just through pure fucking ignorance. What else we got? Pete Nash, what's your favourite swear word? Slander. Mine is fucktard. Yeah, fucktard's good. Retard's amazing. I mean, we should reclaim retard just for people who deserve it. Like Aaron, you know what I mean? I'm a grown man, I don't have a wallet. Retard. Oh, what's an invoice? Oh, you fucking retard. You know what I mean? Take it back. We're taking back retard. Hashtag take back retard. Hashtag dead all mafia, you know what I mean? Hashtag what's the intent, you know? Hashtag what's the intent, hashtag dead all mafia. If you're calling your fucking big retard mate a retard, how's that politically incorrect? What's your current workout split? And that's from Adrian Dallas Fitness. Sweet name, bro. Current workout split is... The running app that I have makes me run 3 times a week. So in between that, I'll do weights. And I actually, I never liked to break it into like legs and fucking back and all that shit. I like to just do, you know, maybe as much as it varies, is like one day I'll be like squats will be like the big fucking exercise. Or bench will be the big exercise, or deadlift will be the big exercise. And then everything else is kind of full body, you know, work in some kettlebells, some presses, shit like that. You know, but with the emphasis mainly on back and leg strength, because upper body's sweet, know what I mean? Just curling all day, bitch. So that's really about it. And then if we can throw a jiu-jitsu in there as well, that'll throw everything off pattern, because you'll be crippled for about 3 days. Do you rate Kevin Hart stand-up? And that's Jerdy Cruff. I mean, yeah, he's obviously fucking brilliant, like, but what I would say is, you know, it's fun to do those things on tour where you go like, I'm doing the O2 Arena, this will be some crack. If he filmed his next fucking special, it should be in somewhere, it should be in a theatre, because you lose so much when you film something in a fucking stadium. You know, you want that sort of intimacy. It's probably fun to watch when you're there, but you do lose a wee bit. Like, that O2 thing was just stale as fuck, and I bet you if they filmed it in a smaller place, you'd be laughing your hell. But then again, just watching comedy for an hour on TV is a weird thing to do. Can you pick a favourite gig? What made it so special? Phil Rafferty. My favourite gig last year was the Nerve Centre in Derry. Don't know, it was just like, I was relaxed, everything was happening. It was all good. They'd have laughed at anything. As you're a fan of frequenting the Port Stewart Strand, what other National Trust spots are worth seeing? Parents just got the National Trust Family Pass and really want to use it. Anywhere decent to go in Tyrone? Tyrone. Apologies for the two questions. I mean, Paddy, Google it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck me. Let me see, National... I don't even know what's National Trust and what's not. I just turn up and pay the money. National Trust, NI. Let me see the spots. I've got, like, the start of a cold, and it's the worst bit. I'd rather have full-blown stuffy nose and snots than just have a sore fucking, like, dangly bit at the back of your neck. Disgusting. Things to do and see in Northern Ireland. Let's do it. Walk across the Carrigaree Rope Bridge. Ah, boring. Giant's Causeway, boring. Castle Ward, you know what I mean? You can go there and pretend you're in Game of Thrones. Swim in the sea at Port Stewart Strand. That's one of their things. Swim in the sea. In fairness, Port Stewart Strand is fucking world class, like. It's fucking gorgeous. Take a trip to the seaside. Go wildlife spotting in at Crom. Is that a place? Fermanagh. Call a spade at Patterson's Spade Mill. Eat my ass. Walk the Mourne Mountains. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. Mount Stewart. I mean, when they put them in a list, it's so fucking depressing. I'll be honest, like, the only thing Ireland or Northern Ireland or the north of Ireland or whatever you want to fucking call it needs is just some fucking sun. Do you know what I mean? Go anywhere. Oh, Jesus, my back. Go anywhere when the sun's out. Where the fuck were you recently? Gosford Park. Outside Armagh. Now, thought it was a lot closer than it was. We were nearly in Dublin. Not quite, but it felt like fucking ages. There was a coffee van, there was a chip van, and they were the first things I noticed. I couldn't stop thinking about them, and then we walked for ages, got lost. It'd be such a place to take a mountain bike, actually, if you got a mountain bike. They got all these new tracks and shit. And, yeah, it looked like fun. What other podcasts do you listen to? I've answered this before, but I'll give you a quick rattle through this, and don't you ever fucking ask me again. Whatever your name was there, sorry. Pete Holmes, You Made It Weird. Not even a fan of that anymore, to be honest. The Birdcast, Bert Kreischer. Your Mom's House with Tom Segura, Christina Pajitsky. The Blind Boy Podcast. By the way, someone put up, like, by the way, fuck's sake, Blind Boy, get your shit together, will you? You've got actual fans paying money here. I might actually go to it just to quit the fucking yapping. But he puts this thing up, like, I'm doing a gig in fucking you know, Whitla Hall in Belfast. Who would be, also he said Belfast the way Joe Rogan did. You fucking mad bin bag cunt. I'm doing a gig in Belfast. Who would be a good guest? And you're like, is it not this Friday, you fucking savage? I only know this because I got tagged in it a few times. Like, oh, get Colin Geddes on. What a nightmare that would be. You know?
What do you think about the housing crisis in Dublin?
Be honest, mate, don't give a fuck. Up here in the sticks, bro. Look at this fucking bottle I have. You know, let's talk about mental health. No. But yeah, I would be slightly disheartened if I was going to see Blind Boy, like, in a couple of days, and he was like, who do you think I should get on just as a guest? You're like, I put a bit of prep into it. You know, even when you listen to his podcast, he's like, there's my fucking, you know, contractual obligation to mention the gigs. And you're like, it's your gig. Of course, mention it. Like, be hype about it. That's like me doing the fucking Odyssey and going like, well, I'm playing the Odyssey, so, well, there's my contractual thing. You know, just to keep these guys off my back, I've mentioned that I'm doing a gig. Bro, we're doing the SSE Arena. Get involved. Let's party here in this bitch. Fuck's sake. What other shit have I got? Rogan, of course. Chris D'Elia, Fitz Dog Radio with Greg Fitzsimmons. Actually, that might be one of my favourites. Buckshot with Tom the Bear. Who's doing Lavery's next week? Tom the Barrel Manny in Lavery's next week. Up the fucking Peelers. Fighter and the Kid. Theo Vaughn. Below the Belt. Joey Diaz. Bill Burr. True Geordie. Mark Maron. There's a lot of these I barely listen to. Like Mark Maron being one of them. Dave Elliott's Weird. Boytown. Tim Dillon is Going to Hell. He's a guy that I've watched a bit of recently. I enjoy him. The Hype Beast Podcast. Depending on who's on. Whiskey Ginger with Andrew Santino, H3 Podcast, Tiger Belly, General Banter Podcast, arguably the best one on there, don't get me wrong. Hannibal Buress, The Fellowship Podcast, The 42 Podcast, you know, so there you have it, that's what I'm subscribed to. Up in this bitch. Oh, we've got more questions, do we? Let me see what else we got, and then we'll get the fuck out of this, motherfucker. Hopefully it's been remotely interesting today. Who are your favourite underrated comedian? Who's your favourite underrated comedian in Northern Ireland and your favourite outside of Ireland? The term underrated is strange because I don't really know what it means. Less well known is probably how it should be said. Because if you know who the person is and you think they're good, they're not underrated. You know what I mean? You've rated them quite highly. It's just that not a lot of people know them. There's a load of quote unquote new guys coming up that are very funny indeed now. You know what I mean? The fucking Jordan Robinsons of the world, Mark McCartney, James McKegney, Jack McGee, seen him the other week. There's a load of like guys that kind of started comedy in the last year or two and are fucking scarily good already, like, so. Underrated though. I mean, having seen Paddy McDonald the other week, I was like, that cunt is a fucking master storyteller. Is he a master of grammar and punctuation? He's not. But the cunt can tell a story, tell you that. Very funny. Is that it? Was that the end of it? Oh shit, that was the end of it. As I glanced down at my preloaded Pornhub screen, you know, normal. But that's about it. We gotta get the fuck out of here because I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I'm gonna piss myself. Okay, the big man's back on the caffeine. The caffeine? I'm back in the caffeines, hey! Tell you that. You know, the booze has gone out the window and it's been replaced with running, you know, jujitsu and fucking coffee. A lot of, probably too much coffee. But also, it's a beautiful day, guys. Get out there, go walking, you know what I mean? If it was LA, you'd be doing all sorts of nutty shit. You know, just dropping to the floor doing press-ups in the middle of fucking of the street. That's normal over there, you know what I mean? People are like, the sun's out, everywhere is usable as a gym. So yeah, just get out there, guys, you know what I mean, and keep your eyes peeled. If you want to support the podcast, patreon.com/ John Banter Podcast. We're gonna get some original content up on this fucking this fucking page, the secret Instagram, very soon. So thanks for being patient, anyone who's paid up. Still can't believe it. Keep an eye out for hats. That's going to be for the, you know, the exclusive folk. That's going to be for the fucking, the real hardcore dead on mafia people. To give you a verbal breakdown of what they're going to be, they're going to be like a sort of, one of them's going to be like a standard snapback, kind of like this one, that sort of shape. And it's just all black, and it's got green under the bill like this. And then it just says General in the big fat General writing. And it is fucking swagladesh, bro. It's so swag. And then the other one is a dad hat, you know, that are popular now with the little curved peak. We've got the dad hats, which are like a washed out black denim with a little pink balaclava. We dead on mafia balaclava. I mean, you're talking like upper echelon swag league. It's too swag, guys. So they'll be on their way. They will be quite dear, but if you have one, know that you'll be one of a very select few that have one. And that's really about it. Lavery's is back next week, and please get a ticket for the Odyssey. Let's make it big. You know what I mean? Let's go fucking ham. We haven't even done any of the traditional media things, so it would be so cool to be like, do you know what? Fuck radio, fuck TV, fuck billboards, and fuck bus ads. We did this ourselves, guys. We did this ourselves, and here we are in the Odyssey, full of cunts. So there you go. I'm getting out of here, and I'll see you next week. Cheers for listening. Enjoy that sunshine before it pisses down 2 days. Fucking see you later.